This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
What if your company ID badge were a tracking device and your boss wanted you and your colleagues to wear it at all times for at least 2 weeks? Here's the sales pitch. Your badge would collect data constantly, and that data, well, it could benefit you and the whole company. Sociometric Solutions does this. They've developed the technology, and so far they say they've had a 90% participation rate in every rollout they've done. We have the president and CEO of Sociometric Solutions with us. His name is Ben Waber. And Ben, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Tell me, first of all, just about your company. What do you guys do?
So at Sociometric Solutions, what we do is use sensing technology to understand how people interact and collaborate at work. What we're trying to do is really quantify, I think, what people have always felt to be unquantifiable. Things like, how are people interacting with each other? You know, how do you talk to customers? How engaged are you in a conversation? And how is information flowing in an organization?
So the means by which you do that is through this badge, this sociometric badge. Describe it for me. What can it do?
The sociometric badge, you can really think of as a replacement for a company ID badge. You know, if you think about the ID badge that you bring into work every day, it might have a little RFID chip. And that's the little chip that when you touch your ID to a door, lets you in. What we've done is add a number of additional sensors to these ID badges, specifically microphones, which don't record what you say, but in real time are doing voice processing, Bluetooth and other proximity sensors, which enable us to figure out where you are and who you're close with. You know, importantly, this individual data is not shared with a company, and we do this at an opt-in basis. You get feedback on your own behavior, and the company gets to see statistics about what's happening across the company and how these behaviors relate to different outcomes like productivity and turnover.
You stress the importance of interaction, and I wonder why that's so important to productivity.
Well, I think about it this way. I mean, the whole reason we're in companies is because together we can do something that we couldn't do by ourselves. You know, I could hire 100 brilliant people, and if I lock them in a broom closet for a month, they're actually not going to come up with too many good ideas. I think we've forgotten that, especially, again, in this country, whereas in a lot of other countries, they still value collaboration a lot more than we do here. Universally, the most powerful features, the behaviors that most predict performance and job satisfaction, are your interactions with the people you work with.
I'm going to guess that you've heard from critics who have said, you know, that this is somehow reductive, that you're treating a worker as a worker and, you know, perhaps ignoring that person's individuality. Do you hear that criticism, and what would you say to it?
I understand where they're coming from, certainly. And I guess what I would say is that really what we're trying to do is provide people and companies with the tools to really understand how we should work with each other and really giving people the tools to say, you know what, this is actually really valuable use of my time. But when you think about areas like retail, I think one reason that people have been very interested is that a lot of times you're paid on commission. And what we can do is we can say, you know, here's what the best people do. You know, people who have three times as much sales as everybody else, here's how they talk to customers. And actually give you pointers, automated pointers. Like, if you talk to customers 10% more, you'll make, you know, 20% more in commissions.
Are there takeaways that sort of apply to all of these places, you know, things that companies could do to boost productivity?
Yeah, I think there's some broad tips. I mean, especially when you look at, you know, anything from blue-collar work to white-collar work. Taking breaks with colleagues, whether that's a coffee break, eating lunch with them, is beneficial for you and for the company as a whole. And I wouldn't say that all of this is news to people, but it's just now I can actually tell you how much this is worth.
Ben Waber, the head of the company Sociometric Solutions. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you very much.